Recently, elderly loved ones have had health crises which have been deemed terminal. This grief heaped upon the grief of a few friends joining the Lord earlier this year. Then, last week, we learned our precious pet, Camille, has a life-threatening condition which is likely terminal. Your prayers for all of these requests are certainly appreciated. You know, there's something about grief over a pet that seems to bring out a lot of emotions. I bonded greatly with Camille, as my husband gave her to me when I had one of my toughest surgeries. Her warm, fluffy self was certainly wonderful to snuggle. You know, somehow when a pet is a source of comfort and stress relief, there's added shock and a sense of greater vulnerability. In a way, it makes a person feel the grief over other loved ones even stronger. As a doctoral student en route to becoming a Christian psychologist, I have done a lot of research. I could explain why we likely think and feel things at times, but only God truly knows. I could share various Christ-centered coping mechanisms, yet it is up to the individual to open up to Christ. Oh, no one comforts like Christ comforts. Yes, only Christ truly and completely comforts. And He also feels the grief with us. Remember how Jesus wept at the tomb of his friend Lazarus, even though he knew he was about to resurrect him? The essence of the interpretation from John MacArthur's commentary is that his tears fell out of grief for a fallen world entangled in sin-caused sorrow and death. You know, when God created the Garden of Eden, no sorrow existed. So Christ's tears make us remember how deeply he loves us and how much he wants us to know him and be saved. After the human race chose to distrust and reject God, sin and death invaded the perfect creation. So Jesus wept. Think about that. Profound, isn't it? We must remember that our Lord Jesus understands grief. Our Lord Jesus was described as a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Yes, he feels grief, yet he also offers us relief. His grace is sufficient, and his empathy and his comfort exceed anything this world offers. And that's a huge understatement. You know, I am struggling, of course, to rein in my thoughts at times. I'm human. But yet, I am asking the Lord to reign over my thoughts. And he is helping me to do that. He is helping me to recenter on my Savior. In this week's passage, we see the truth about what is best for us. Do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, is yours. That was from Philippians 4:6-7. When a person grieves, a person craves peace. In the preceding passage, we see how God supplies his peace to stand guard over our hearts and our minds. We're to pray and even give thanks even when we don't feel thankful at all. But by focusing on Christ, we remember the truth. And we really need to remember the truth. The truth of God's promises. The truth about heaven. We need to fix our eyes on Him and not fixate on our problems, which only perpetuate the pain. We can pour out our hearts and tell Him how we really feel. He wants us to do that. But we also need to open our hearts to His comfort. So today, let's choose to thank God for never changing and for always loving us. Let's give thanks to Him for the fact that Christ will return and make things right. Yes, He is coming again, and so we have always a reason to give thanks. And after praying and giving thanks like that, we know that, quote, the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, is yours. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross in our place, bearing the punishment for all of our sins. We welcome you, Jesus, into our hearts afresh. And we pray with those who have not received you yet. Be our Savior and Lord. We rely on you and you alone for salvation. We ask for your comfort. Please rule our lives and draw us close to yourself. I pray for everyone in grief right now. Sometimes we can't find the words, and we thank you that you understand and that you are with us always. And we now just trust in you and lean hard on you without reserve. And we open our hearts. Please comfort and heal our hearts. I pray for all requests sent to Praying Pals. We thank you for loving us. We trust you. We cast our cares upon you now. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Prayer tip of the week. Reach out to someone else in grief. Pray with them. Pray for them. But reach out. And remember, you can send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. God bless you, my friends. And remember, Jesus said, I am with you always. And that includes right now. That includes right now.